This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz. Good morning. Morning devotions. If you Google the name Henry Nouwen, N-O-U-W-E-N, you'll find about an amazing man, a Dutch Catholic priest, a professor, a theologian, writer. His books are still being sold, read around the world. Henry Nouwen had a deep love for God and people, a man of compassion and empathy, a unique man of faith who touched lives in quite a powerful way. He had a very unique Christian insight into living, which he shared with many people. He remains today a much-loved spiritual guide in the way he wrote about vulnerability, his own vulnerability, struggles and frailties and doubts. In the summer of 1985, he left his prestigious role as a professor at the Harvard Divinity School, and he joined a community in France where he spent 9 months sharing life with people who had disabilities. And then he went to serve an organization called Daybreak in Canada for these same people to serve as their pastor, and he died in 1996. But many people have not heard of Henry's younger brother, Paul Nouwen. He made a big impact in a different way in the Netherlands in the political and business world. At Henry's funeral in 1996, his brother, Paul, spoke. He said, "I realise that compared to Henry, I have nothing. As I listened to the many tributes, the difference between us was very clear. Henry had God. I want to restore," he said, "my broken relationship with God, and I want to better prepare myself for my own death." And that made quite an impact on the people there. So my question today is, what is it that makes all the difference in life? I like what the former president, Jimmy Carter, said. "I've got one life and one chance to make it count for something. And my faith," he said, "demands that I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever I can, for as long as I can, to make a difference." A good statement, I thought. After all, we only have one chance in life to make a difference. So that is it. What would you say? Who has made the biggest impact for you? Your parents, perhaps? It may have been your school teacher or your family friends left an impression on your life. The more meaning we find in life, the more happy we typically feel. I think we all want to be connected to other people, to feel productive, not being alone or bored. I'm sure it's important that you pray, "God, please help me make a difference to somebody's life today." And that's not a crazy prayer. It makes sense because there are many people who need your word or your caring attitude. I think we could become difference makers. Our world would actually never survive if people did not help one another. We do need other people. The little acts of kindness you see from time to time. Where would this world be without the Good Samaritans? And there's the story in the New Testament of the traveller who was beaten up, left to die, and some of the religious people walked by. It didn't help, but what would have happened to that poor man who was beaten up if the Good Samaritan hadn't stopped to help? It is a great biblical story to make us think. Where would we be without the Mother Teresas of our world who helped the sick and the dying and the poor? So without these compassionate people, I think the world would disintegrate into chaos. An editorial in the newspaper told of a school teacher who asked her first graders to draw a picture of something that they were thankful for. And she thought of how little these kids from the poor neighbourhoods actually had to be thankful for. But anyway, she thought because it was Thanksgiving in the US, some of them drew pictures of turkeys, food. It was Thanksgiving Day. But there was a young boy named Douglas who simply drew a picture of a hand. "A hand? It must be the hand of God," said one child. "Maybe it's the hand of a farmer." "No," he said, "it's your hand, teacher." So the teacher knew that Douglas, who was a deserted boy, was deeply moved by her hand. Her hand was the single most important thing in his life. So I'm sure there is no better exercise than helping somebody else, making and helping a life to make a difference. Thank you, dear Lord, that we're called to do what we can in our world to care for others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.